I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Barbara Kingsolver is a widely read novelist. The Poisonwood Bible is one of her most admired works. The best parts of the book were those written by the mother and the four children. The family is led by a Baptist missionary determined to live out 1 year in the Congo. Orleana is the first to speak, she writes. Every space is filled with life, delicate, poisonous frogs, war-painted like skeletons, clutched in copulation, secreting their precious eggs onto dripping leaves. Vines strangle their own kin in the everlasting wrestle for sunlight. The breathing of monkeys, a glide of snake belly on branch, a single-file army of ants, biting a mammoth tree into uniform grains and hauling it down to the dark for their ravenous queen. Leah is next, and she describes her father when he says, "He often says he views himself as the captain of a sinking mess of female minds." Leah describes an African woman who helps the family. She writes, "Mama Tatuba's job, we were surprised to learn, was to live with us and earn a small stipend doing the same work she'd done for our forerunner in the Kilanga Mission. I heard them saying he was New York Irish, which tells you a lot, as they are notorious for being Papist Catholics." Ada, one of the twins, was handicapped as a result of a difficult birth. She never speaks, but she writes eloquently. "To amuse my depraved Ada self during homework time, I wrote down a quote from memory on a small triangle piece of paper and passed it to Leah with my query, 'From what book of the Bible?' Leah fancies herself our father's star pupil in matters biblical. She read the quote, nodded solemnly, and wrote underneath, 'The book of Luke. I'm not sure which verse.' Ha! I can laugh very hard without even smiling on the outside. The quote is from The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. There's quite a bit of humor in this disturbing story." Rachel, the eldest, witnessed a party for their family's arrival. She tried not to look at the naked people. Her father rose to offer a prayer. "The Lord rideth in the person of his angels of mercy, his emissaries of holiness into the cities of the plain, where Lot dwelled amongst the sinners." The cheers were slowing down. "And Lot said unto the sinners who crowded at his door, 'I pray ye, brethren, do not do so wickedly, for the sinners of Sodom pressed their evil will against the entrance to his household.'" Rachel shuddered. The guests slowly slunk away. Barbara Kingsolver's novel, The Poisonwood Bible, is a powerful story when various attitudes towards religion collide. 4 stars for the 5 women. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading!